Corps passed over his leg. And he lived for 9 months, and it'd take about 9 men to change his bed every morning. He lived for 9 months. And my father got $10,000 and all expenses paid from Rock Island Railroad Company. And then he was on the police department here back in 1908, in the early years.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got a job at the county jailer. We got two bedrooms, and the gallery was upstairs, and the bath was upstairs, plus a private dining room. He made $150 a month, and that's way back there.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, the bank president of North Little Rock made $80 a month.
Why do you think the salary was that good?
Well, your population, see, was low, and it wasn't fast coming in, see.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have much luck on them. Grew until after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
1907, 1910, 1914 was bad years. All along there, see, depression and different things happened that the economy just didn't pick up like it should.
Was there a shortage of people to work, or was
well, it just
wasn't
there. You had plenty of people. You see, everything was manual then.
Yeah.
You stirred concrete, you did it by hand. You mm-hmm. build anything, you did it by hand. There's no automation whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton pickers and
yeah.
all that, see. Now you don't have any cotton pickers. You don't have many cotton. Automation has changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, they didn't pay very much. It could be wages then, see, for almost anything.
Yeah.
So I rocked on until World War I began, and we get Camp Pike in here, bring new people in, and the people that served there and came back after the war settled here.
What part of the town is that in?
That was in North Little Rock.
Oh,
Camp
sure,
Pike Robinson, yeah.
Is that still there?
Yeah, that was where they trained on training camp then.
Okay.
Back in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the war, 1918, World War I, why everything began to level off and the population grew here.
Mm-hmm.
Now downtown, where the YWCA is now, used to be rooming houses all along there. And where the post office is today, used to be a wilderness there back in 1912 along there.
You mean it was just open country?
Just like it is back here, just woods, see.
Oh, I see.
And then after World War I began to pick up, everything opened up. And the washing machines was created, and the sewing machines came out. And everything before that time was mostly manual work.
So you worked in the jail, or was that just your brother?
My father.
Oh, your father.
He was jailed.
You were with the lumber company at that time?
After that time, see. That was
1910.
Before, yeah. So,
yeah. But how long were you with the lumber company?
I think about 8 months.
Mm.
Then went busted.
Bankrupt. And then what'd you do?
I worked for Tipton Hurst, Flores.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there till I went to Blasters as a multigraph operator.
Mm-hmm.
And they dispensed with that, and I got to be office boy, and I worked up to this credit manager.
Mm-hmm.
I was there 48 years. And when I began there, they were just building the 8-story building, 7-story building, just started.
Mm-hmm.
Pfeiffer's on the corner and Blasters in a 1-story outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw that go from nothing, and all the stores were right together, across the street or farther up the street. Pfeiffer's, Corns, and Blasters were right together.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a lot of competition because your population then wasn't what you call rich or poor, see, in between.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the planters of that time would buy one store and pay the other one. So would the population, see. In other words, you got to count at Blasters. You ride it for 90 days and pay up and go to Blasters and ride it for another 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we see the planters and the people got on to that.
Mm-hmm.